inside, lined with smooth, glossy paper.
Sell it, sell it.
I was going to. Same as the paper, but stronger. No, it's not tobacco. I can't quite place it.
Snuff.
Ah, that's it. Never cared for it.
Nor I. But it's one of Brother Mycroft's weaknesses. And if I'm right, that's not just snuff. It's very expensive, exclusive snuff.
But, snuff isn't usually kept in boxes like this, surely?
I believe that's a sample box for sending out small quantities to shops or as a gift.
Oh.
Right, so, what do we have? Money, snuff, a mysterious object, an anonymous parcel from an educated man, and this final element in the puzzle which I believe you will have no problems in recognizing. Yeah. The metal cylinder was wrapped in that.
Now, this is surgical gauze.
Exactly. Smell it, Doctor.
Somehow I just knew you were going to say that.
Your diagnosis?
Preserving fluid.
Yes, sir.
Someone tried to preserve a polished metal cylinder.
I fancy the smell comes from the gauze's former location, not its use. Does the name John Vincent Harden mean anything to you?
The tobacco millionaire?
The late tobacco millionaire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's been kept out of the papers. He was found dead in his study a few days ago.
Heart attack?
Bullet.
Wait, he was murdered?
Shot at close range by an assassin who was seen but can't be identified.
A mysterious stranger?
I thought it might appeal to your sense of a melodramatic
murder. So, there will have been a post-mortem.
Exactly. And the following day, or near enough, this little puzzle arrives to perplex us. Wrapped in gauze, which reeks of the mortician's slab in a box used for high-quality snuff, hardened snuff, if I'm right. Is it so unreasonable to suggest that this mysterious metal cylinder was found inside the dead man's body?
I suppose not.
But the stomach's something of a leap in the dark, I admit it.
I guess, in other words.
Oh, certainly not.
Yes, but why was there no letter?
I believe it's a test.
A test?
To see if I'm up to the task. If I can deduce who sent it and why, I'll be judged fit to investigate what it all means.
Damnable cheek.
Oh, I don't know. It served to capture my attention.
So, who did send it?
At first I thought it might be Harden's widow, but the writing on the label is unmistakably masculine. And I suspect it was the dead man's secretary or personal assistant working on the widow's behalf.
Yes, I suppose that's possible.
Well, more than merely possible, I fancy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll know soon.
We shall?
I telegraphed the widow soon after I received the parcel. She'll reply straight away.
Well, it'll be a touch embarrassing if you're wrong.
Don't concern yourself. I'm not wrong.
Mr. Holmes, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Your stories do not exaggerate, Doctor.
No, I've never found it necessary, Mrs. Harden.
No, I can understand that. Mr. Holmes, you are right in every particular. That object was in my husband's stomach. The police appear to be completely baffled.
And I suggest that in this instance, appearances are not deceptive.
Are you baffled, Mr. Holmes?
I am intrigued.
So you will accept the case?
I must warn you that the trail will almost certainly have gone cold. The presence of the British policeman is guaranteed to eradicate most clues, I'm afraid.
Mr. Holmes, I wish to know who killed John and why. If you won't help me, I'm quite certain that no one else can.
In that case, how can I refuse?
This is a magnificent house, Mrs. Harden.
Thank you, Doctor.
Where exactly is your husband's office?
It's one of a suite of offices, custom-built in the new wing. The hub of the empire, John liked to call it.
A suite of offices implies a number of administrative staff.
Just two. Michael Phillips, my husband's personal assistant, and Miss Johnston, who does the typing and filing.
Oh, perhaps Mr. Phillips could tell us what happened on the day of your husband's... perhaps you could tell us what happened on the day.
I appreciate your delicacy, Dr. Watson, but it isn't necessary. I can tell you myself. Some of it, at least. Thank you. John rarely received visitors here, but it did happen from time to time. 5 days ago, a man called to see him.
Did you see this man yourself?
No, there's a separate entrance to the offices.
Who did see him, Mrs. Harden?
Miss Johnston was off that day. Mr. Phillips let the man in and escorted him through to John's office.
And then I went back to my own. Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I presume. And my associate, Dr. Watson.
Mr. Phillips.
Doctor, you passed the test then, Mr. Holmes?
Self-evidently.